D23 took place last week, and holy announcements, people. We have so much stuff to talk about right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
I can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Annulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth. Mysterio is the truth.
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Today on the pod, I'm covering all of the Marvel D23 announcements that were made last week. And holy cow, there were a lot of them. Castings, trailers, the Thunderbolts lineup? I mean, come on, I did not see that coming whatsoever. I've got everything listed out here. We're going to go through all of it in no particular order. I'm just going to give my thoughts as I go, and we're just going to talk about what went down at D23 last week, because I was gone for the weekend. I was on the lake with my family, a couple other families. We were having a big super family weekend. It was a really, really good time. Luckily, got the Wi-Fi code like 20 minutes before the Marvel panel started on Saturday. And I was out kayaking on the lake getting these D23 updates, and I gotta admit, it was kind of nice. It was pretty cool. It was a good time. But some of these D23 updates were wild, were some really, really good things. So let's go through them. I'm gonna talk about them, give some thoughts. I am curious to hear what all of you have to say, so get at me on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. Let me know your thoughts on D23 as well. First and foremost, you know, I think it should be said, I think it should be noted, I'm not giving a review of episode 5 of She-Hulk list this week in lieu of this D23 information. These announcements, I think, are slightly more important than another She-Hulk episode. Episode 5 didn't necessarily work for me. That's my short review of that. I loved the teaser at the end. I thought that was great. But if you haven't seen it yet, I won't go into details. Talk about She-Hulk next week. First and foremost with D23, Armor Wars is confirmed. We got a new logo. Don Cheadle is returning. It is expected to start filming next year in 2023 at some point in time. To me, this was one of the biggest announcements, because where the hell has Armor Wars been? We don't know what's going on with Armor Wars. We assumed it was real because it was announced, and then it just went into the nether, and nobody had heard about it. Nobody talked about it. Nobody confirmed anything. Finally, here at D23, it was confirmed that Don Cheadle is returning. We are getting Armor Wars. We have a new logo. And everybody can let go of their breaths that they've been holding for so long, because it's finally here. Armor Wars is happening. I like that a lot. I think that's good. Okay, we got two trailers. I'm going to save the trailers for the end, because obviously I have the most amount of thoughts with the trailers. Loki Season 2. Attendees got a special clip, a special scene that they saw of Loki Season 2. Apparently it is very good. Apparently it features Loki kind of traversing through different sections and areas of the timeline. And I will say that is the one thing that I wish I was at D23 for, was for these D23 like exclusive clips and moments. I think are very, very cool. The big news surrounding Loki Season 2 is that we got Kei Hu Kwan joining the cast. Everybody knows him from Indiana Jones. Obviously, back in the day, he did play Short Round, but now people know him as from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I believe he plays Waymond, and he is just sublime in that film. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I don't know what you're doing. But this is exciting. This is exciting that he is being cast in this. I think it's really cool. I think it's wonderful that he's joining the Marvel universe, and I love him as a person, as an actor. I think he's just full of joy and life, and it just makes me super stoked to see him cast in something like this. Very, very cool. Fantastic Four. Let's talk about Fantastic Four for a brief second, because it was touched on at D23. I think we got a lot less information about Fantastic Four than perhaps even I was anticipating. And I wasn't even anticipating that much. But we did not get casting. We did not get any casting confirmations. We didn't get any casting hints. We didn't get anything quite like that. But we did, however, get a director confirmation. We know for sure that Matt Shockman, the director of WandaVision, is indeed directing Fantastic Four. I love this. I think this is a fantastic pick, because Matt Shockman knows how to do something new, knows how to make a successful story out of something that hasn't been done before. And I think that's important when it comes to Fantastic Four, especially in the context of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We have seen origin stories for them for years and years and years, and it is on good authority from Kevin Feige himself that we are not getting an origin story. We are just diving right into the Fantastic Four, and I think it's interesting. I love this director kind of pick for this movie. I think it's very interesting. I think bodes very well, and that is all we got. Like I said, no casting announcements, which I thought was rather interesting, so some people inevitably disappointed. I'm curious, were you disappointed? Were you expecting a Fantastic Four kind of casting announcement? I wasn't necessarily, but you know, I mean, I think a lot of people were potentially expecting something like that. So I do think it's interesting that they did not announce. I don't know when they're going to. I don't know. It kind of brings up another question, right? When are they going to announce Fantastic Four casting? I just, something like that, I just don't see happening randomly. Right? Like, I just don't see that happening on Twitter. Like, you wake up Tuesday morning and it's like, oh my God, this person was, you know, Glenn Powell was cast as Reed Richards in the MCU. And it's just too big. It's just too big. I think that they need an event and they need something. So I'm curious to see how that shakes. Other pieces of news. We've got Tim Blake Nelson returning as the leader for Captain America 4, New World Order. Made his first appearance in The Incredible Hulk as the leader. Now, I don't know much about his comic origins, so I'm pretty iffy on this, I guess. I don't really know what that means. I don't know what that means for Hulk. I don't know if that, I had heard rumors that that could possibly lead into a World War Hulk situation. If that's the case, let's go. I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think Hulk is the weak link of the MCU for sure. And I like this, but I think Tim Blake Nelson is a great actor nonetheless. I think he's quite good in a lot of things. And you know, shout out Hulk. I think he's great in Hulk. I think it's a great movie. D23, like I mentioned, got exclusive looks. They got some Quantumania, they got some Echo, they got the Marvels, they got Loki Season 2. They got all kinds of really cool exclusive looks. And, you know, some of those, I don't think any of those have leaked that I've seen, but descriptions of them are out there if you're most curious and you want to know what they were about. You can definitely find those. Okay, let's talk about the Thunderbolts lineup, and then I'm going to tackle the two trailers that we got because these are the biggest announcements of D23, inevitably. We got our Thunderbolts lineup. Was not expecting that. I don't think anybody was expecting that. And I think it played very well. I think that was a really smart thing to do right now, because when we, at least from my perspective, when we found out that Thunderbolts was coming, that was the main question. Are we ready for Thunderbolts? Do we have enough villains? Do we have enough character even to put together a Thunderbolts style team? Is that something that we can even afford to do at this point in time? And I was nervous about that, and I feel like a lot of my qualms have been quieted. I feel in a pretty good boat because we've got Val, obviously, Contessa, and she is, you know, leading this. We kind of gained that from the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, recruiting U.S. Agent, recruiting Yelena. We knew something was going on. So she is in this, in the graphic, you know, inevitably. We've got Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think is very interesting, that he's coming back. Red Guardian, I love. I think it's great to have Red Guardian. Yelena Belova, which we essentially knew. And I think having Red Guardian and Yelena Belova will present a very interesting dynamic within Thunderbolts. And I could absolutely see, if we wanted to take the time, if we have enough screen time, if we have enough character-driven story, that we could definitely dive into their history, their past together, right? And that's something that we do in Black Widow. They have this moment of like, why was my childhood the way that it was? Why did we do this the way we did things? And I think that could pose something very interesting for the Thunderbolts. If not, you know, tear them apart from the inside. I think that could be a really fascinating storyline, that family is what broke up this team of anti-heroes. Is that going to happen? No, I don't think so. But, you know, it could always be a possibility. We've got U.S. Agent, which we knew, Taskmaster, kind of figured. The most interesting one and the final cast member here for Thunderbolts is Bucky. Bucky Barnes as the Winter Soldier. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I truly don't. I saw this lineup and I was like, okay, pretty sick lineup. I love the fact that they're anti-heroes. I love the fact that we are not getting all villains. I'm curious at the fact that, you know, Zemo isn't here, right? Zemo is in prison. So I'm curious if we will revolve around Zemo somehow. Are we going to try to free him? I'm curious how Val convinced the others, convinced Ghost, Red Guardian, you know, and obviously the Winter Soldier, Bucky, and Taskmaster to join this club. I would assume we will get that information. But what I find the most challenging here is Bucky Barnes. And he has such a massive redemption arc in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. How does he play? How does he do here in the Thunderbolts? I don't know. Could he be a mole? Could he be someone fighting for both sides here? Could he be after his own personal kind of vendettas? I am greatly intrigued, if not apprehensive, to see what is going to happen with his character in the Thunderbolts. And I like this lineup quite a lot, and I think it is quite interesting, but I have questions. Absolutely. And I think it's wonderful that we did get this lineup. I think it's a really smart thing to release this, and it's great. Let's talk about the two trailers. Werewolf by Night, we'll start with that. Easily the most weird trailer we have ever seen from Marvel. An obvious homage to not only horror of all genres and eras and ages, but namely, you know, of the 40s and 50s here. When you talk about, you know, a Creature from the Black Lagoon or things of that nature, that is inevitably what we are doing here with this kind of special presentation. I love the idea and the theory of a special presentation from Marvel. I think that opens the door for lots of very cool things and could have really cool one-off situations. It looks like we're getting Man-Thing in this, which is really pretty cool, really exciting. I think there's lots of really cool things that could happen in Werewolf by Night. I think it's going to be weird. I think it's not going to be for everybody. I think it's going to be very creatively artistic. And I don't know if it's necessarily going to be for me. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to fall in love with it, but I can already guarantee you I will respect the hell out of this project because it looks so unique. It looks so interesting and demands attention, right? And I love that about this trailer. I think it is something truly special, and I don't really know what to expect, and I love that. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm here for Werewolf by Night. I co-signed the trailer. I think it's great. Secret Invasion, we'll end the pod with this, because this is, as you all know, something that I am greatly, greatly looking forward to in terms of the MCU. We got a trailer. We got a trailer for Secret Invasion. I've watched this trailer several times. I probably watch it once a day. It is a great trailer, okay? Let me just tell you this right now. It is a wonderful trailer. The one line that Ben Mendelsohn has is sublime, and the one moment that he has with Renee Jean-Page in this movie, Ben Kingsley-Adir, in this show is incredible, is dynamite. That scene in the trailer where everybody turns into the same version of this character is really, really interesting to me. I love that this show, at least this trailer, plays as a very political thriller. And I think that's something very important here to this show. I think that's kind of what we've been sold. And it's something that needs to definitely happen. We obviously see moments of Emilia Clarke and of Olivia Colman. It is just still astounding to me that not only one of them joined the MCU, but both of them joined the MCU, namely Olivia Colman, someone that has been nominated for 3 Oscars in the past 4 years and is potentially looking at a 4th nomination this year in 5 years. It is beyond me. It is something that is supremely strange. I love Emilia Clarke in this thing. It's great. We did not see Christopher McDonald in this trailer, which I thought was interesting. He is slated for all 6 episodes. And so I think that is something to note as I kind of walk through this. We got very little of Ben Mendelsohn. Obviously, he does play Talos. And it looks like based on this trailer, we're not seeing Skrulls versus humans. We're seeing, you know, Skrulls and humans versus Skrulls and humans. It looks like we're getting a more, kind of violent side of Skrulls, a violent kind of team of the Skrulls that we could be going against. And it could be a situation where, you know, Maria Hill is seen in this trailer, as we know. Maria Hill might have sided with a certain legion or faction of the Skrulls. Nick Fury could have sided with a different faction of the Skrulls. And this is where things could get weird or wrong. And Don Cheadle is in this as well. And so I think there's lots of interesting things to play. If the show, here's my main thing, here's my 2 cents. If the show can withhold the same tone that the trailer does, we have a smash on our hands. We have a fucking hit coming to us. Because that trailer, the tone in that trailer is incredible, and it's through the entire thing. It is apprehensive. It is full of tension. It is full of question marks. What are we to believe? Who is who? What are we doing? Is there, you know, an MI6 version of S.H.I.E.L.D. that Olivia Colman heads up? That seems to be the case here, kind of a London division. I think there's lots of interesting things, and I think the cinematography actually looks quite swell. I love the opening shot we get in this trailer, seeing Nick Fury, but seeing him in a alien-like form, right? He looks like something not of this planet, and that is obviously done very intentionally. I can't wait for Secret Invasion. I think it's going to fucking slap. I think it's going to be really great. And I just hope, I hope one, that six episodes is enough, right? And we know we've talked about the six episode problem here before on the pod. Is it enough? Who is to say? You know, they're all, I would assume, 40 to 45 minutes. I don't really know. I think this is going to be very interesting in terms of Skrulls, considering that the kind of exclusive clip that D23 members got of Secret Invasion did show an extended sequence of Nick Fury and Rhodey talking about how Rhodey has known that Skrulls have been here for the last 15 years. I think that is really going to open the MCU wide up to the political thriller nature of things, right? How do you politicize the Skrulls coming and what is to believe in all of these things? I think is excellent. So I'm really intrigued in that. And will six episodes be enough? We will see. Will the tone stay consistent? We will see. I think this is our best shot at one of the best MCU TV shows we're going to get, especially considering the cast. I think it's quite stacked and really promising. I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but they are sky high right now. I will tell you, they're pretty damn high for Secret Invasion. I'm pretty excited for that. It was a wild D23. That about covers everything. If I forgot something, let me know. Get at me on Twitter, at 15 Minute Marvel. But I want to know, what are your thoughts on the D23 news? Were you disappointed by anything? What do you think about the two trailers that we got? What are you most excited for that came out of D23? Hit me up on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. A huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lawhorn, Corelia Christina, TJ Zwarch, Jessica, Carlos Freitas, and Joey Lett. Thank you all so much for your support of the podcast. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simeon. Remember, always go higher, further, and faster.